The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
I try and find some love for my pride. That just ain't enough to go around.
More stories. Excuse me, more sports. Where are my manners? Se cayó. ¿Qué pasó, vato? It's more sports. It's special Memorial Day Monday edition. What I love, man, I love this. I love that you guys email me more stories, 3737@gmail.com, and say, like my man, I forgot your name, bro, and I apologize. He said, you said the Lakers were going to be a 7 seed. And you'd touch on it the next day, and then you never did. Episode 28. I was like, 28? I didn't do 28 of these already. Oh, yeah, I did. Let's go with 8 seed for safety. I'm not backing out of it. I always guess a little high, because then if I'm right, I look like a genius. But realistically, let's look at the Los Angeles Lakers, who 2 years ago were a wet bag of shit in jerseys. They were awful. Now, fast forward to this year, they won 9 more games. I believe that's correct. 17 wins. What did they win this year? 26? 9 more games than they did last year. With a first-year coach in Luke Walton, they had so many injuries. D'Angelo Russell had an injection in his knee. He was out. Swaggy P was out with a case of the, holy shit, I am so fucking high, I can't play. Larry Nance had like a bone bruise. He had a concussion. Every guard was out, essentially. Jordan Clarkson was out. Every guard. At one point, they were starting Huerta. Huerta? Dios mío, ¿qué? Why are you so thirsty? Huerta! Everybody got hurt. I mean, literally, every single guy got hurt at some point or another. And they just had no depth whatsoever. And they rode that out, and they started, 10-10, 11-11. They beat the Houston Rockets on opening night. Now, you may say, big deal. That's opening night. Who cares? They beat the Golden State Warriors because the Golden State Warriors came to L.A., and they went out, and they partied, and they played hungover and all dripping with sweat. And they won 5 in a row, lost the last one to Golden State, but they won 5 in a row to close the season. All right. Now, bear with me here, and whoever my man was that emailed me at morestories3737@gmail.com, thank you for reminding me on this, because I feel good about this. I do. Now, I'm not going to bring Paul George from the Pacers into this. I'm not making any blockbuster trades. I'm not. I'm going to go with what I know. This, when I do a, I don't like life coach. I don't know what it is that I do when I help people. I'm a fixer. I'm a clarifier. I get hired by companies or people, musicians, comics, and CEOs. And I just, it's like changing your eyeglasses prescription. And then I go, here's, how about this? How about these glasses? And you go, oh, wow. Yes, that is what's happening now. So my rule there is, and I'm available for anybody that wishes, and the price is adjustable. And I'm never wrong. Ask anybody that's talked to me. And anywho, anyway, gang, that's good. When do you go help Ed McMahon? Tell him he's alive. Is the black guy laughing? Don Rickles. This is what I do. I get what I know, the information that I actually have. I make no assumptions, and I connect one dot. That's pretty fail-proof for me. There's a whole strategy that I also have, but I'll save that for when I go on like the Art of Charm podcast, which will be soon. So, Lakers, first year head coach Luke Walton, when he took the job, 6 guys were under contract. Meta World Peace got the last roster spot. They found out that Luol Deng and Timothy Mozgov were awful. Timothy Mozgov is he's bad. He's better than I am. But if he's my backup center, okay, I'll take it. Just can you alter shots? Can you play any D? Can you not take a fucking three-pointer? So this is what Luol Deng, I can't even mention. It's awful. And they're not going anywhere because their contract's until the year 3000. Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for signing those two guys. They rock and roll. So if you look at the Pacific, I'm going to say 43 wins will get you the 8th seed. I think that's pretty cool. What Trailblazers, I think, at 41. And I could look it up, but, you know, why make things easier for myself? So you're looking at a 17-win improvement, which seems like that's enormous. Like, that's fucking crazy. However, you're coming off a 9-win improvement with Swaggy P starting, D'Angelo Russell, who's 20 years old, Brandon Ingram at 19 years old. At one point, Tarik Black was your starting center. Zubaka. They didn't even know what they had with this guy. He was in the D League. And, of course, Julius Randle. Jordan Clarkson came off the bench. They found David Nwaba late. They traded. They got Tyler Ennis. They got Corey Brewer. This is three quarters of the way through the season. They had David Nwaba, Corey Brewer, Tyler Ennis. That's not usually how you win games. And what Luke Walton did is not being spoken about. You can't improve by 9 games and be in the running for Coach of the Year, especially when you have like 10-game or 15-game losing streaks in the middle of the year. And I'm not suggesting Luke Walton is Coach of the Year. It's Brad Stevens of the Celtics, in my opinion. And I think Terry Stotts should get a lot of votes for, you lose LaMarcus Aldridge and you make the playoffs. With those bums like Vonleh and Harkless, ugh, they stink. Yuck. Landon knows. So, Trailblazers, 41 wins. Grizzlies, 43. So, let's have 43, the 7th seed, be the 8th seed next year. So, that's 17-win difference. All right. I think so. 26 and 10 is 36. 14 wins would be 40. Yeah, 17 win swing. So, and I think that's a pretty good estimate. That's a good record. 43 and 39? Okay. Then you're the 8th seed. How are they going to do that with the same guys, JJ? That's how they're going to do that. By the way, Amazon's having a sale on all, like, summer clothing for ladies. Like, your summer dresses. Your wraps. Sarapis, your cool hats, sunglasses, guys, the board shorts are great. Coolers. Go to jmore.com, hit that Amazon banner, and get yourself titsed out for summertime, man. Let's do it. Let's do it, Warriors. It's beach time. It's beach time. What do you want, a beach, huh? Oh, beach. Okay, sure. With the bikinis creeping up the ass, right? Easy, Dice. The first thing you got to think to yourself is, who's ahead of us if you're the Lakers? Timberwolves. Okay. Are the Timberwolves going to be a lot better next year? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think they got problems. I don't think they're listening to Tom Thibodeau. Ricky Rubio will get you 13 assists, but if you threw a basketball against a wall, the wall would come down, the ball would sail through it, and the wall would rebuild itself. Mr. Rubio, tear down that wall. Are the Kings going to get better? No, I thought you said the Kings will get better, Spider.
I thought you said that you are right, Spider.
No, I didn't say that, you dizzy fuck. The Kings aren't going to get any better than the fucking Sacramento Kings. Get my fucking hoops.
Mavericks, 33-49. How did they get better? What happened? I don't think anything really happened, but, you know, July we'll know. Are the Pelicans going to be better without Buddy Hield, with Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis. We got to see who they add. The Nuggets, are they, like, don't even talk to me about the damn Nuggets. Danilo Gallinari is not going to be hanging around. Are the Trailblazers going to be better? I think so. 41-41. But the thing with the Trailblazers, they have zero flexibility cap-wise. CJ McCollum got paid, as did Damian Lillard, who, by the way, in games 3 and 4 against the Warriors, one of the best players I've ever seen play live basketball. It was amazing. So I'll say they get a little better because Terry Stotts will coach them up. I don't think the Grizzlies will have 43 wins next year. I don't. Will the Thunder be better? Don't know. So, Jazz, if it depends on where Gordon Hayward goes. They're shopping them. Are the Clippers going to have 51 wins next year? My sister's ass will have more wins than the Los Angeles Clippers. Rockets will be okay. Spurs are the Spurs. And the Warriors are the Warriors. So, 1, 2, 3. And I'll say... fuck it. I'll say Jazz, Thunder. Okay. So, nobody's really improving with what they have now. Right? In my opinion. And that's why you're here. The Lakers have... let's just assume with the number 2 pick, they don't trade it. Because that would be goofy. Because you're going to trade it for somebody. It's going to make a lot of money. And a rookie contract is $7 million for like 4 or 5 years. That's very... 3, 4, or 5 years. That's very cap friendly. You with me so far? So... Mozgov and Deng, that's about $400 million sitting on the bench scratching their fat asses. So, they're not going anywhere. Nobody's going to take Mozgov's contract or Deng's contract. You just have to hope these guys go, fuck it, I retire. I'm out of here. I'm going to go play in Turkey. Because they're turkeys. They're jive turkeys. Yeah. Yeah, you heard me. Jive turkey. The Lakers will draft Lonzo Ball at 2. He's just the best player there. And everybody loves this Fultz point guard. I know they were working out De'Aaron Fox, who just kicked the shit out of Lonzo Ball. LeVar Ball, his dad, is not going to play any basketball at Staples Center or on the road. He won't. And as far as him being a distraction, you had D'Angelo Russell filming Swaggy P 2 years ago, admitting he cheated on his fiance Iggy Azalea, and these two knuckleheads were watching fucking E-television in the hotel room. Not game... look at the game tape! Not game tape, not footage of Byron Scott when he was a player, so maybe they'd respect him a little bit. They were watching E! News Daily. Way to stay hard, G. Yo, what's up, money? What you doing, man? Xbox? Nah, man. Get my E! News Daily in, man. I gotta see which with Kendall Jenner. What's she up to, dude? Come on, guys. By the way, D'Angelo Russell, skinny jeans? I don't know, man. Not a good look. So Lonzo Ball gets drafted at 2. That's the only hypothetical we're working with. But is it really a hypothetical? The kid shoots 70% from the floor. 40% from three-point land. And averages, what, 16 points a game. He only takes 10 shots a game, and he led the NCAA in assists. That is manna from heaven when you have other shooters like D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson. I don't think Swaggy P will be there, but let's just say that. When you have guys like Brandon Ingram that can cut to the basket, Larry Nance seems to like to go up to the rack, Zubats down low, Tarek Black. Oh, please keep Thomas fucking Robinson. I love him so. Julius Randle. So, this is what we're looking at. Point guard. Well, if he shoots 70%, I don't know if he's going to be my point guard or my two guard. However, if he led the NCAA in assists, yeah, I'm going to play D'Angelo Russell at 2. He might be coming off the bench because I'd like to see Jordan Clarkson playing alongside Lonzo Ball. So, how about this? Here's the starting five for the Lakers in my brain. Lonzo Ball at point guard. Jordan Clarkson at shooting guard. Brandon Ingram at the 3. Julius Randle at the 4. And Zubaka at center. By the way, the average age of that group, the oldest guy is who? Do we even know? Pretty sure it's Julius Randle. No, Jordan Clarkson? I don't even know. But they're all under 25 years old. Off the bench, what do I got? I got Tarik Black coming in to play center. I have D'Angelo Russell coming in to play the two. I have my sister's ass at the three. There is no three after that. Corey Brewer, I like the guy. He's great. He loves Mabel. Hello, lady party. He held Mabel for a while in the studio. Back up four, you got Thomas fucking Robinson. Yeah, that's a tough second unit. I'm sorry. That's going to give people fits. Now, don't forget, they have the 28th pick in the draft, too. Magic Johnson came in a day before the trade deadline, and he flipped Lou Williams, a second-round pick, for a first-round pick from the Rockets. Now, that's that 28th pick. This is a very deep draft. If you look at the teams, like the last four teams that were in the playoffs this year, everybody's like a 25th, Tony Parker and Ginobili. These guys were late picks. And so those weren't the deepest of drafts. This draft is deep. You got a four-year point guard at North Carolina. They're looking at second round. You're looking at guys, bigs out of Baylor. You're looking at a center out of Texas. You're looking at guys at any position that can come in and do something, you hope. So the starting five for the Lakers, if they get Lonzo Ball, and they're going to take Lonzo Ball unless something absolutely cuckoo happens, is going to be Lonzo Ball, Jordan Clarkson, Brandon Ingram, and let's just say Brandon Ingram, why wouldn't he get better? Well, he better, 9 points a night. Oof. Let's say Brandon Ingram gets up to 12. I'll cap him at 12. 12 a night, and hits his free throws and plays. He plays very good D. I watched a lot of superstars pick up their dribble against Brandon Ingram this year. It's very odd. And at center, power forward Julius Randle, who is a guaranteed double-double. You're getting 12 and 10 every single night from the guy. And Zubac. That's a good starting five. Not really, JJ. No, it is. Look at the Portland Trailblazers, who, by the way, is my second favorite team in the NBA. Okay? Two guards and just bags of shit. Vonleh, Harkless. Where's Festus Ezeli? What happened to that guy? Didn't play. They're bad. Well, what about Jurjic? No, it ain't going to happen that way. What about Aminu? I actually love Aminu, but that's a guy. You look at teams like the Jazz. Can you name... Well, I told you I wouldn't speculate as to who's coming or going, but if I'm looking at the Memphis Grizzlies, they're just getting older. I'm sorry, but Marc Gasol, I don't know how much longer he can be Marc Gasol. Is Zebo going to play? Mike Conley's amazing, and his crazy cuckoo richest ever contract really doesn't look that big of a deal anymore. The Grizzlies aren't getting that much better. I'm looking at 17 wins more from the Los Angeles Lakers than this year. With that screwball lineup, and you have to keep in mind what Luke Walton did and what Jeannie Buss did after she got rid of all the yahoos in that front office was brilliant. Hey, Luke, here's 82 basketball games. Treat it like a science experiment and just see who fits. Which combination of guys gives you a plus? Figure out who can play with whom. Figure out when this guy's hurt, who do you start? Brandon Ingram gets minutes at the second half of the season. He gets 4 more points a game, 2 more rebounds a game. Noticeably improved. Zubac, by the way, he just shows up and does it. He's what everybody's waiting for Brandon Ingram to do. Zubac, I'm watching a Lakers game. I'm like, oh, this is the kid from the D League. He's got 16 points in like 20 minutes. It was nuts. So you look at the second unit, D'Angelo Russell, it's not going to be a very popular thing in his home, I'm sure, if it happens, coming off the bench. Larry Nance Jr., you got a power forward, coming off the bench. And Larry Nance Jr., there's no such thing as an Oakley anymore, period. Draymond Green is close as it gets, but he shoots threes. Now, Draymond Green and the Lakers, that'd be something else. Larry Nance Jr. is your big off the bench. Tarik Black is really good. And Thomas fucking Robinson, I think, is one of the most underrated players in the NBA. David Nwaba coming off the bench, who plays incredible defense for a guard. Maybe you can play him at the three if you can't pick one up. So you have Lonzo Ball. You have Jordan Clarkson, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, and Zubac. And then off the bench, wow. Who's the first guy off the bench? Probably a guard. Two quick fouls on somebody. Maybe Lonzo Ball. D'Angelo Russell, come on in. And by the way, nobody's going to get their panties in a bunch because it's who finishes the game, not who starts it, right? Jordan Clarkson, everybody went, whoa, he's coming off the bench. 16 points, same as when he was a starter. So that's a really good second unit. But let me ask you this. When the Argentinians beat the United States in the Olympics, our dream team, why? Or as Brian Gumbel would say, why? When the Argentinians beat the dream team, why? Why? Because they played for a long time together. This Lakers team, they played together all season. There's no big splashy new moving parts. And these guys are so familiar with each other. They're so familiar with their capabilities, their limitations. And what I like the most is each guy on his way out, on his exit interview, told the media exactly what they knew they had to work on. D'Angelo Russell said, I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. Julius Randle, there's footage of him throwing a tire in an alley, just trying to be a grown-ass man, right? Zubac is going to have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar come in and help him with a skyhook. You think he's going to get worse? Is Zubac going to get worse? No. Is Jordan Clarkson going to get worse? Who's going to get worse? Nobody. I'm at a Portland Trailblazers game 4. CJ McCollum had no fucking points. Zip. Nada. Zero. So the Lakers just simply playing together. D'Angelo Russell is 20. Brandon Ingram is 19 years old. Clarkson's what? 22. Larry Nance Jr., 21. Like, the oldest guy on the team, Tarek Black, he's 25. This is a good team. These guys are used to playing together. The only time you can beat a dream team is if that team is so used, the team against them, to playing together. And the Lakers are. And if you bring in Lonzo Ball, you have interchangeable guards. Lonzo Ball, by the way, is 6'6". That's a very tall one. That's a very tall point guard in today's NBA. And he led the nation in assists. And I'm telling you, Luke Walton is a great coach. Rob Pelinka, the new general manager, is all in on analytics. I read an article on Silver Screen and Roll. My man Anthony Irwin, what's up, buddy? He had an article about they're going to get everybody below 10% body fat because they can be in better shape. So if you got a bunch of 23-year-olds that have already played together for a year straight, you know what you got? You got an AAU team, except they're passing the ball. I'm excited about the Lakers. This is like getting IBM stock and getting in on the ground floor. There's no more people standing in the way of good decisions downtown in the Hoops Dojo, as Vic the Brick Jacobs would say. Love you, Vic. There's nobody that's going to sign a cuckoo free agent. In 2018, they have so much cap room, it's absurd. So there's no reason to sign a free agent now because you'll forfeit the cap room for like a Paul George or somebody. And Paul George has made it very clear he wants to be a Laker in 2018. So, hey, these are the guys I got. And we're talking about 10 dudes. Sounds hot. Oh, boy. Tyler Ennis, you want to be a guard? What, is he going to get a big raise? Thomas Robinson makes $800,000 a year. I'm sorry, but an NBA basketball player shouldn't make less than me. Not now. I don't make anything. I make zip nada. I'm doing podcasts on my phone. Lakers, 8th seed. Well, who goes backwards, JJ? 3. Grizzlies, backwards. Jazz, backwards, because the point guard and Hayward are going to want to be max, super maxed out. And they can't do it. They just can't afford that stuff, man. Who else, JJ? Trailblazers, I don't think they go that far backwards. Clippers are going to go backwards. 51 wins for the Clippers? Get the fuck out of here. Lakers, 8th seed. Reaction! Show me your purple and gold! I'm Jay Moore. This has been Moore Stories. Amazon banner, summerwear. put Amazon in the subject banner so I can find your emails quickly and read them on the next one. This is Memorial Day, people. Enjoy your day and just go with the flow. Los Angeles, feeling good. I love you guys. I'm going to leave it out on that note. Here is a special Memorial Day tune. See you guys.